Today is April the 22nd. My name is Hunter, and we are on a journey into the loving heart of God. We meet here each day on this podcast to read from Scripture, to reflect, and to pray. Today's podcast is produced here in the Tin Can Turtle, the Airstream trailer, mobile studio, and abode of Heather, myself, and our wonder dog, Finn. We're currently on the Oregon coast in the little town of Seaside. You are joining a global community of brothers and sisters, friends and followers who are being transformed by love. Our readings come from the Revised Common Lectionary. Today's reading begins in Psalm 23. From there we go to Genesis chapter 30, verses 25 through 43. And we finish our reading in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 17 through 26. Psalm 23. This is the word of the Lord. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Genesis 30, 25 through 43. Soon after Rachel had given birth to Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, "Please release me so I can go home to my own country. Let me take my wives and children, for I have earned them by serving you, and let me be on my way. You certainly know how hard I have worked for you." "Please listen to me," Laban replied. "I have become wealthy, for the Lord has blessed me because of you. Tell me how much I owe you. Whatever it is, I'll pay it." Jacob replied, "You know how hard I've worked for you, and how your flocks and herds have grown under my care. You had little indeed before I came, but your wealth has increased enormously. The Lord has blessed you through everything I've done. But now, what about me? When can I start providing for my own family?" "What wages do you want?" Laban asked him. Jacob replied, "Don't give me anything. Just do this one thing, and I'll continue to tend and watch over your flocks. Let me inspect your flocks today and remove all the sheep and goats that are speckled and spotted, along with all the black sheep. Give these to me as my wages. In the future, when you check on the animals you have given me as my wages, you'll see that I've been honest. If you find in my flocks any goats without speckles or spots or any sheep that are not black, you will know that I have stolen them from you." "All right," Laban replied, "it'll be as you say." But that very day, Laban went out and removed the male goats that were streaked and spotted, all the male goats that were speckled and spotted or had white patches, and all the black sheep. He placed them in the care of his own sons, who took them on a 3 days' journey from where Jacob was. Meanwhile, Jacob stayed and cared for the rest of Laban's flock. Then Jacob took some fresh branches from poplar, almond, and plane trees and peeled off some strips of bark, making white streaks on them. Then he placed these peeled branches in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink, for that was where they mated. And when they mated in front of the white-streaked branches, they gave birth to young that were streaked, speckled, and spotted. Jacob separated those lambs from Laban's flock, and at mating time he turned the flock to face Laban's animals that were streaked and black. This is how he built his own flock instead of increasing Laban's. Whenever the stronger females were ready to mate, Jacob would place the peeled branches in the watering troughs in front of them. Then they would mate in front of the branches. But he didn't do this with the weaker ones. So the weaker lambs belonged to Laban, and the stronger ones belonged to Jacob. As a result, Jacob became very wealthy, with large flocks of sheep and goats, female and male servants, and many camels and donkeys. Acts chapter 3, verses 17 through 26. Friends, I realize that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. For he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through his holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. Listen carefully to everything he tells you." And Moses said, "Anyone who will not listen to that prophet will be completely cut off from God's people." Starting with Samuel, every prophet spoke about what is happening today. You are the children of those prophets, and you are included in the covenant God promised to your ancestors. For God said to Abraham, "Through your descendants, all families on earth will be blessed." When God raised up his servant Jesus, he sent him first to you people of Israel to bless you by turning each of you back from your sinful ways. Now may the God who's come to bless us and turn our hearts back to him, may he now give his blessing to the reading of his word. You're included. These are some of the best words a person can ever hear. You're not excluded. You're not separated out. You're not on the outside looking in. You're included. You've been drawn in, you've been seen and recognized, you've been made a part of. You're included. This is the gospel message. The children of Abraham were assigned to the world. They were ambassadors of God's heart, that God's heart was to include all the nations of the world, to let the whole world know that they are included by God himself. That message is for you today. Do you feel excluded? Do you feel left out, on the outside looking in? Well, I've got good news for you. You're not. You're included. May you sense that today. Amen. And now let us take some time for silent prayer and reflection. And now, as our Lord taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let me invite you to join us for tomorrow's podcast. We meet each and every day to journey together into the loving heart of God. You can also join our other podcast, The Daily Radio Bible, where we go through the entire Bible over the course of a year. But more than that, our desire is that we would have an encounter with the God who is love. Find out more at dailyradiobible.com or wherever you get your podcast. Today's music for the podcast was provided by our friend and artist David Navu. Find out more about his music at davidnavu.com. And now, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let us always remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care. Bye-bye.